Today is the 14th of February, and joining me this morning to share a little something about this day in history is breakfast producer Zoe Kanatis. Good morning, Zoe.
Good morning, Casey.
So what have you learned about today?
Well, today is Valentine's Day. I decided to take a look back on the history and see how it all started. And there is a lot of theories that contribute to the day, but here are two of them. So it said that somewhere around the 3rd century AD, there was a priest in Rome named Valentine. And when Emperor Claudius decided that single men made better soldiers than those with wives and families, he actually outlawed marriage for young men. So the priest Valentine, realizing the injustice of the decree, defied Claudius and continued to perform marriages for young lovers in secret. And when Valentine's actions were discovered, Claudius ordered that he be put to death.
That's kind of a cool story, actually, as it turns out. It's kind of rad. Yeah. All for love, he goes off and secretly, organizes marriages. That's very, that's quite nice, if not, brutal and totally Roman. So what's another possible Valentine's origin story?
So February was known as the love month in ancient times. And about halfway through the month, there was a pagan celebration of Lupercalia. I might be pronouncing that wrong. Lupercalia was a fertility festival dedicated to Faunus, the Roman god of agriculture. Basically, men would sacrifice a goat and a cow, and then covered in the goat's blood, they would whip women around the town, and that was said to increase fertility in the next year.
I guess nothing says I love you quite like slaughtering a cow and a goat.
Yeah,
and then whipping your spouse. It's a real shame that times have changed. Now it's just a box of chocolates and some roses.
I mean, each to their own.
Yeah,
who knows what people are doing in the privacy of their own homes.
You're right. I can't assume that people are not killing cows and goats.
And whipping each other.
Yeah, so if you're preparing your slaughter on this Valentine's Day, I hope the knives are really sharp and clean.
Well, it gets better, Casey. They had their own bachelor contest. So all the names of the ladies would go in a bowl, and whoever the man picked out, the couple would have to be together for the whole year, even if they hated each other. Although this did usually end in them marrying each other.
Wait, so just names in a hat?
Names in a hat.
Like keys in a bowl?
Like keys in a bowl, yeah.
And then that's it. You just stick together for a year.
Yeah.
Huh. Tinder was different.
Tinder is a different concept.
Is Tinder a different idea? They're not just sort of names in it. I guess you get to choose a bit more advanced,
I guess.
A bit more advanced. We've come a long way. So what else have we learned from this day, Zoe?
Well, just changing the pace a little bit. On this day in 1985, musical icon Whitney Houston released her debut self-titled album. This, of course, went on to win a Grammy Award for the Best Pop Vocal Performance by a Female, and it also won her the Billboard Album of the Year in 1986.
Totally deservedly. She was an amazing singer indeed, and all from her first album as well. That's pretty good. So should we take a listen to one of the songs off of this?
Yes, let's listen to the song Saving All My Love for You, which strongly reminds me of driving in the car with my parents when I was a kid.
Yes, it's a classic. Thanks very much for coming in, Zoe.
Thanks, Casey.
This is Whitney Houston, Saving All My Love for You.